It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you, my friend? Oh, am I glad to see you. I've been doing a little bicycle riding today. After that one that was in here yesterday, you know, the one that didn't go anywhere? I thought I'd just try a real one. Took me a long time to learn how to ride a bike. Whew! The numbers of times I fell down. You don't learn to ride a bike unless you fall down. Did you know that? Mm-mm. Everybody falls who learns. And little by little, you get on and you go. But until you're about 6 years old, you should ride a tricycle. Mm-hmm. One with three wheels. Yeah. You know somebody who rides a bicycle practically all of the time? Mr. McFeely. And he goes, you know, so fast through the neighborhood. He was going so fast as I came along the street today. He just went, hey, Mr. Rogers. And he threw this to me. Yeah. I think we better open it, don't you? Mail. It's fun to get mail from any kind of a messenger. This says, Mr. Rogers, 15213. That's my zip code here. Yeah, let's see what it says. Is that ever fancy? Right, King Friday the 13th requests the pleasure of your company at a reception for Miss Sarah Saturday tomorrow in the S room of the castle. That means he wants us to come tomorrow to a reception at the castle. Want to see how it's written? Very fancily written. See? With the 13 up at the top. And then down here it says, the favor of a reply is requested. You know what that means? It means they want us to tell them whether we're coming or not. So I think we better call the castle. Would you like to go tomorrow? Sure, so would I. See that special day for Sarah Saturday? We have to tell them that we want to, though. Hello? Miss Polificate. How are you, Miss Polificate? Good. So are we. We just received the invitation and would like to say that we'd like to come tomorrow to that special reception. King Friday wants us to write and tell him that we're coming. You mean King Friday likes to get letters in the mail? I see. Well, most people do. I just didn't know he did. Yeah, well, we'll write him and tell him so, Miss Polificate. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Well, we need an envelope and some paper. And I have my own pen. So we will just get some and write our reply. Envelope. Paper. This is an old teddy bear that I've had for a long time. Do you have a special soft toy that you sometimes play with? Or a pillow? Do you? Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to cuddle up closely with your own mom and dad. at night. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day, but somehow things you like to remember are often put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy. You never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday, for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. So when you play with a younger toy, you're getting ready for tomorrow. Uh-oh. There's the trolley already. Trolley, we've been singing and talking. Didn't even know it was time for you already. Would you take something for us? Oh, my pen. I left it over in the couch. Just a second. Coming. I've got to write this reply to King Friday. Can you wait just a second? All right. Mr. Rogers and his friends accept the kind invitation of King Friday the 13th for tomorrow. He wants us to come to that special reception for Sarah Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we'll fold it and put it in the envelope. And I guess if we just say King Friday the 13th. That'll get to him, won't it? Maybe somebody will receive it as you go in. Thank you very much, Trolley. We'd like to see what's going on today.
Oh! Hi, Trolley. How are you? What do you have there? See. Oh, it must be another reply for the big reception tomorrow for Sarah Saturday. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just put it up here with all the others, okay? Thanks, Trolley. See you later.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, that sounds like Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Joe.
Be right over.
Good.
Hi.
Hi, I saw you working over there. I just wondered how you were.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Getting busy. You know, getting ready for the big reception for tomorrow.
Oh, I know. It should be a great time.
Yes, it should. And you should see the decorations. Are they beautiful? I'll
really?
Tell you. Really nice. You know, the room is going to be all decorated with large S's.
Oh.
You know, for Sarah's Saturday special.
Oh, yeah, right in the S room,
in
is
the
it?
S room, sure.
Oh, good.
And the entertainment just sounds fantastic. What do I tell you? We're going to have Linda Martha.
Yes.
She's a baton twirler, you know.
I know.
And
champion.
Yes, she is. She's marvelous. And then a man is going to come, and he's going to play a congo drum.
Congo drum?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a bongo drum, but never a congo drum.
Well, I guess the only way to describe a congo drum, it's kind of like a large bongo drum.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's rather big, and it's hollow, and it has a very deep but exciting sound.
Do you do things like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Bum, brum, bum, bum, bum.
Hey, you'd be good at that.
I'd like to.
And then, who else? Oh, Lady Evelyn's going to be there, and I'm sure she's going to sing.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should be a wonderful party. I'm anxious to go.
Yeah. But, you know, I wish I had the nerve to do what I'd like to do.
What's that?
Well, you know how long I've been practicing the guitar.
Oh, yes, and you almost got to play for the king a couple of times.
Yeah, and every time I do, something interrupts me, and he still doesn't know that I can play.
Well, do you want to try again tomorrow?
I do, but I'm afraid to, Daniel.
Well, why are you afraid?
Well, I mean, it's going to be such a special day and all, and anyway, I don't have anything fancy to wear.
Oh, something fancy to wear isn't any problem.
But I'm sure King Friday would want all of his performers to be properly dressed.
But that's easy. You can get anything you want from Mrs. Frog right at the museum.
Gee, I never thought of that. Do you mean she loans out clothes, too?
Sure she does. In fact, she's even having a special today on men's fashions.
Well, that's great. I think I'll just go right over there. Daniel, you always have the best ideas.
Well, let me know if I can help you at all.
I really do want to play tomorrow.
Well, you will.
Okay, I'll see you later, then.
All righty, good luck.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Oh, good.
Hello there, Mr. Negri.
Hi, Mrs. Frog.
What can I do for you?
Well, I see you're having a special today on men's fashions.
Oh, yes, dear. As a matter of fact, I'm about to have a fashion show.
Do you mean a fashion show of men's clothes?
That's right. I like to have one of these every once in a while so the men can see what I have in stock.
Well, can I come and see?
Certainly, certainly. We're just about ready to begin. If you'll just turn the museum around one full turn, mm-hmm, and step in the lower level, we'll begin.
Mrs. Frog, and you mean that I can borrow any of these clothes that I'd like to?
Of course, dear man, of course. That's what museums are for. Borrowing. Oh. Well, I'll see you inside, Mr. Negri.
Boy, I am in luck. Well, what do you say? Let's go inside and see a museum's men's fashion show. One, two, and three.
Room, Mrs. Frog?
Yes, it is, X. Yes, it is. The fashion show is almost ready to begin.
Isn't it beautiful,
sure,
Mr. Negri?
Nice,
well, thank you, gentlemen. I just had it freshly painted. And you're very lucky, Mr. Negri. Today I have a very special men's fashion show, and I hope you see something you like.
Well, I certainly appreciate you letting me come to see the show. How about you, X?
I'm glad to see it, too. Yeah. Do you have people all dressed up, or are they just little puppets, or what?
Oh, no, X. There are people all dressed up in different costumes.
Oh.
And the first one is the prehistoric man, X. I think we're about ready to begin Mrs. Frog's special fashion show.
You mean like a caveman, huh?
Yes, a caveman, Mr.
Negri.
Caveman?
Where is he?
Oh, he's coming right up the stairs, I believe, Mr. Negri and X. Oh, here he comes now. You see,
that,
he has
X.
animal fur wrapped around him to keep him warm, because this happened years and years ago.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
Real people wore those things.
Real people?
Yes, they did.
Many years ago, X, many years ago.
Hey.
Boy,
did they ever know how to jump around.
They're very muscular, weren't they?
And watch this, Mr. Negri. This is also fur. This is called a Viking. Oh, X, look at the horns. He has horns like you do, X.
Yes.
Sure does look like an owl's horns.
They certainly do, X. And you notice how they use the furs for their clothes, huh?
It kept them warm.
Yeah, they were needing protection, weren't they?
He's going to leave now. There's another one coming right up, Mr. Negri.
Oh, this certainly is. This certainly is wonderful. Isn't that a pretty
one? Did you ever hear of King Richard and the Crusaders?
Yes, I did.
Knights of the Round Table.
Knights of the Round Table. Mm-hmm. Look at his stockings there, X. How about that?
Hey, they look like that stuff you wear with armor.
Oh, they are, X. They are.
Even the gloves look like they're made of metal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that really is something. Huh?
Boy, Miss Frog, you've got lots of things here.
Well, I have more coming up, Bex. I have more coming up. Would you like to see more, Mr. Negri?
Yes, I sure would. I'm really enjoying it. Oh, isn't this a pretty one?
This is out of Venetian, Mr. Negri.
A Venetian? Oh, that's in Italy, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Many, many years ago. He looks a little bit like Romeo there, you know, in Romeo and Juliet, that...
He has feathers like X does. A feather in his hat.
Yeah, I like people wearing feathers.
That's kind of a nice costume for a strolling guitarist, wouldn't you
say?
Oh,
look at him.
What's that one?
Is that ever shiny? Look, his hat's shiny, too.
That's a gorgeous robe.
King Friday'd like that one, wouldn't he?
Oh, I bet he would, X.
Yes, that's right. Looks rather kingly, wouldn't you say?
Wait, do you see this next one, X? Look at that.
Oh,
isn't that a fancy one, X?
Very fancy.
Certainly beautiful.
Another handkerchief here.
That's really grand, wouldn't you say?
This is a French costume, Mr. Negri. A French costume.
A French costume, yes.
People in France wore things like that?
Many years ago. Many years. Not today, of course, but many years ago.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, do you think you'd like to wear something like that?
Well... Tell you, that certainly would be something, wouldn't it? I mean, you just don't often see a guitarist playing in something like that.
No.
I think it's a little too much, though, don't you?
Yeah. Huh?
Hey, look. Here comes another one.
This gentleman is a Roman soldier.
Oh, he has a big sword.
Yes, he does.
He's going to protect people, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. I like his helmet, too. Do you, X?
Yeah.
Neat. Looks like a gladiator.
And what's next, Mrs. Frog?
The next one is a Siamese.
Oh, a Siamese?
Is
your
Siamese costume?
Oh.
That is very nice.
He's just looking around.
Yes.
Seeing what he'll find. That's a fancy suit.
Yes, it is fancy, X.
That's one of my fanciest suits, X.
Oh, good.
This beautiful braiding up on the shoulders. Oh, that's nice. Well, now
this one is Captain John Smith. Did you ever hear of Captain John Smith and Pocahontas, Mr. Negri?
Yes, I did, yes.
Well, that's Captain John. He was one of the first explorers in America.
I like his cape.
Yes, that is a nice cape.
Yeah, and the boots and everything.
And beard, too.
Yeah, it's a very nice helmet.
This one, Mr. Negri. He is a colonial man. That's how they dressed in early America.
In early American costume.
Right.
Oh.
Look at his three-cornered hat.
Yeah.
I like them. My hat, it has three corners.
That's a fancy one, too, isn't it, X?
Yeah, three corners has
comfortable-looking suit.
What's coming next, Mrs. Frog?
This is a Chinese mandarin.
Oh.
A Chinese mandarin costume.
Beautiful robe, isn't it?
That looks very regal and royal, too, doesn't it, X? Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, but I think you would have to have one of those braids down your back, Mr. Negri, if you wanted to wear one of them.
I guess you would. It would probably take a long time to grow one of those braids down.
Yeah.
I bet you'll recognize the next costume, Mr. Negri. He's about ready to come out, and you tell me who do you think that is, Mr. Negri?
Oh! Well, it's not Pocahontas, that's for sure. But it's an American.
Well, he's an Indian.
American Indian chief. And that's a fancy headdress also.
That beautiful headdress,
eh? Oh, yes.
beautiful feathers. And...
Hey, that's great. Do you think maybe you'd like to wear that one?
Well, I would, but not for what I have in mind.
Do you have any more, Mrs. Frog?
Oh, yes, we have more.
Oh, good. Oh, I see one. Look at that one coming now.
Oh, Mr. Negri. I think you might like this one, Mr. Negri.
Oh, that's all black and white, isn't it?
Yes, it right. Is.
Is he a Puritan?
He's a Puritan, X.
He looks like one of those Thanksgiving people.
Is he? Yeah. Yes, he does, X. Yeah.
Now,
that's very nice.
One
very nice.
It's a very famous costume, Mr. Negri.
Oh, look at this.
He's a cowboy.
Right. Yes, he is. Can't mistake him, huh?
Hey.
Nice boots he's got there, too, X.
You bet.
I bet he left his horse outside.
Yeah. They are nice. Oh. Well, here's a snappy outfit.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
a dancer,
look at him. He really is a dancer.
Yes, he is, huh?
Maybe you should wear that for the king.
Well, I certainly think it's very sharp, but not for what...
This
one.
Coming up to date now, Mr. Negri.
That's scary. What is he?
He's a spaceman.
Space outfit.
Oh, a spaceman.
They really use this in the Air Force, Mr. Negri, to fly those jet planes,
yes,
you see.
Do.
It's all pressurized in there. That means you keep them nice and warm at high altitudes,
very
way
high
up in
altitudes.
The air.
Yes.
Spaceman.
Yes. Marvelous.
Would you wear that at the castle?
No, oh, I don't
at
think
that
so.
That one, Mr. Negri.
Hey, ooh, look
at the top hat. You call that a top hat, Mr. Negri? You
that's
see that
top hat?
Hat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he has his little cane with him.
That certainly is a handsome suit. Now, where would you wear this, Mrs. Frog?
Well, you wear that in the afternoon when you go to a formal gathering or a meeting, like something at King Friday's.
You mean like something at the castle?
Right, Mr. Negri.
Oh,
if it's
what?
Happening in the afternoon, although.
Well, that's the one that I want.
You sure that's the one you
yes,
want?
Yes, I'm sure.
When do you need it?
Well, I'd like it by tomorrow.
You shall have it. Andrew! Andrew, come here, dear.
Oh, look at this, X. Isn't this nice?
Please see that Mr. Negri gets one of those outfits to fit him.
Of course, Mrs. Frog.
He'll take care of you, dear.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Frog.
Anytime.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Frog, that was nifty.
See you later.
Bye-bye, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Negri. Goodbye, Andrew. I like the way they all dressed up. You got some great people here.
Oh, I do. Well, now, X-Deer, what can we do for you?
Oh, I just came to look. I mean, my feathers are doing me fine, but I sure did love that shiny one, though.
You're always welcome to what we have here. That's what museums are for.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Frog. Sure is good to have you for a neighbor. It sure is.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go see how they're doing, okay?
Mr. Rogers and his friends accept with pleasure the kind and... Well, very good, Edgar. Seems Mr. Rogers and his friends will be with us, too, at the reception. Oh. I think it should be lovely. Yes, well, it better be. I expect you all to plan something perfectly wonderful for tomorrow. We'll do our best, King Friday. Until then, farewell. Farewell, King Friday. Oh, I hope it will be good.
Edgar?
Edgar? Oh, yes,
listen,
Mr.
Negri. I wonder if I could ask a favor of you.
Pardon me?
You're in charge of, you know, the affair tomorrow for Sarah Saturday?
I'm doing my best. There's so much to do.
I know there is. But I wonder if you would... Do you think perhaps you could get me into the program, the entertainment part of the program?
Do you mean you want to watch?
No, Edgar. I'd like to perform. I'd like to play my guitar at the reception.
Oh, the guitar.
Yes.
I forgot you played it.
I've been practicing very hard, and I have a beautiful number all prepared, and I think they might like it.
Well, I'll tell Lady Haberlin about it.
Oh, would you please, Edgar?
Do you plan to wear your apron and your hat?
No, Nilla, you're going to be surprised when you see what I've picked out to wear.
Oh, I'm pleased. Perhaps there will be a lot of surprises tomorrow.
I bet there will be, Edgar.
Well, I'll speak with Lady Haberlin.
Oh, I really appreciate it, and thank you so much, Edgar.
Be sure to be good. The king expects it.
Okay.
Well, thanks to the trolley, King Friday got my reply, and he knows that you and I are coming tomorrow. Here's an envelope. You write your name up here if you're writing a letter, and then the name of the person that you're writing to, right down here. Then you put a stamp up there. But always remember the zip code. And that's Mr. Rogers' zip code. Mm-hmm. In fact, you could put Mr. Rogers 15213. Mm-hmm. Fun to get letters. I know you like to get them, don't you? Sometimes when you send away for something or you're waiting for a letter, it seems to take such a long time. Oh, my, you think, oh, it'll never come. But you know, that's part of growing up. Waiting is learning how to wait. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to wait for that special thing we're going to go to together tomorrow, isn't it?
Sure it is.
But we'll be able to wait. We'll be able to sleep tonight and think about it. But we'll be able to wait. Until tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the smile. For you, right. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each day such a special day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
I actually watched a lot of PBS growing up, like Sesame Street, Arthur, Magic School Bus, Nova. But you cannot forget about the OG, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was full of all kinds of really important thoughts, like being proud to be yourself. And as a Twitch streamer, that's something I actually take very seriously. A lot of times I talk to my viewers who ask me about how to start Twitch streaming, and I tell them that one of your goals is to find out whatever it is that is unique about you, whatever you're good at, and try to share that with your viewers in as real of a way or as creative a way as possible. And I think that takes a lot of, pride in yourself in the right way. And I think he was onto something with that. So if you guys are like me and loved Mr. Rogers or other PBS shows growing up, join me in supporting your local PBS station by clicking the link below.
Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Mm-hmm. Let's take all of this. Today.